Hello, my name is Josh Pantana. I'm a part of cohort number 9, proudly, and my projects are for the front end. I did a project called Bring It Back, which was a rent your stuff to other people that want to use your stuff app, tied in a couple APIs, a Maps API, and for the back end, I built a project called Grocery App.
Super cool. Evening cohort 9. You've been at this a whole year.
Yeah. It's a fast year.
And it's been a big year for you especially because of a lot of different life events.
Uh-huh. I had a baby girl.
That was just recently.
December 30th.
Yeah. We're recording this. This is in February. It's Valentine's Day.
So we're 6 weeks. 6 weeks into first child.
Oh, my goodness. So new job, new child. You've got the new career track here.
Yep.
Wow. You made it.
I did.
You really did. It's incredible. So would love to also talk to you about the new job you're going to have and just advice you would give yourself looking back on what worked for you. But before we get to there, what were you doing before NSS? How did you decide to make this change?
I was a musician. So I toured for 7 years as a guitar player, as a keyboard player, and then also as a tour manager. And then I ended up taking a position at a local church here in Nashville for a couple years. I'm still involved at. Was full-time there as a lead musician. And coding had always been on the radar for me. My older brother is a developer. And it was just sort of a long conversation of finding connection points of like, this is what drives me in my work as a musician. And this is, you know, especially like a studio process, like, you know, loving the technical side of things and hearing the correlations of his work-life experience ultimately opened me up to this idea of like, you know, maybe this is next. Maybe this is the next thing for me.
Later on, I want to definitely ask you the connections about being a musician and a software developer, but let's talk about your projects. You've been working a long time on these. So what is it and how did you build them?
We'll talk about the front end one first. Bring It Back. It's a React app. Using the Firebase API for like a sort of a back-end experience, just some basic data. I built them painstakingly through what I would describe as probably trial and error. And ultimately what I was hoping to accomplish with that app was on a high level, sort of a functionality level, was I had a lot of stuff in my house from my past career that I needed to not get rid of, but not to be in my house. And I had an idea, well, what if I just rented it to people? What if I let them use it? So I started Bring It Back, which is just sort of a marketplace sort of app that would allow people to communicate with each other. I built an in-house messaging sort of feature. I built, tied in like a leaflet API for maps and used a geocoding app called Geocody. So some API experience. And it was fun to build. And for the back end, an app called Grocery App. I think I called it Sweet Carts. Couldn't come up with any better puns. I needed a way to get my wife and I on track with grocery lists. So it's a user experience. So it goes through user auth. And then it's a .NET Core database. And you just got basically you're making a combination of grocery lists, items, and full CRUD on those items. And then you share, you create family groups by default when you sign up, and then you can invite somebody that has an existing account to be on the same network with you, so you can share apps.
Super fun. I can tell you have a lot of joy from both of these, and I want to ask you, now that you're at this point of graduating and you got this new job lined up, what worked for you this year trying to get that job? Like, what advice would you give to someone else going into a full, you know, evening cohort experience or a 6-month boot camp?
What worked for me? Well, hard work. You always have to be diligent and do your work. But more than anything, it's like, you know, network with your peers. Know who you're going through this cohort with. Who's gone through it with you before? Because, you know, for my personal experience was relationship was really important. So that's. That's my advice, is be somebody's friend.
I love it. Now, how about we look into the final question of musician?
Okay.
What connections do you see between being a musician and being a software developer?
Okay. These are some of the questions I ask musicians that are friends of mine that are contemplating something next is like, do you like, so if you're listening to this out there, guitar players, do you like building pedal boards? Do you enjoy running cables from one endpoint to another? Do you enjoy mixing as a studio engineer? It's like, these are things, these technical things where you're slowly, you know, building something, architecting something from the ground up with a lot of space for creativity. These are synonymous with these two different vocations. So that was it for me. It was like, the things I enjoyed most are still things I get to do.
And you're going to continue being a musician.
I'm still a musician.
Yeah.
I still have way too many guitars.
Well, so excited about what the future holds for you. I appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Yeah, thank you.